said, really, I'll tell you, Kula Rabbi Tafani, our whole Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Tafani. If so, what's the pshat in the ratio? What do you only pay a chatzi nezik for? Reish is talking about the chotzer amyuchedes leperis. It's a chotzer that's separated only for one person has a right to put his fruits there, his peris there. Mechedes leperis leyechod mehen. But we're talking about such a chotzer ashutfis that both of them have a right to bring their oxes there. Therefore, the legabe shein hevele chotzer anizik. For the get to the mazik of Shane, only one had a right to put his food there, so the other one that lets his shor go there and eats up the other one's food is chayiv. That's called the bia bistayacher. Legabe Karen, the get to the mazik of Karen, have a rishus harabim. It's called rishus harabim. That's why yoni chayiv chatzinezik. So therefore, there's no steer in the Mishnah. The ratio that says that the tam pays a chatzinezik, it's not really rishus hanizik. Since they both have shutzos, they both have a right to bring their shvarim there, it's like rishus harabim, that's why it's chayiv a chatzinezik. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding off Tezayin Omer Aleph, the fourth line. Omer Rav Kano, Rav Kano said that Amriso Lishmaita Kaimid Rav Zvid, Min Adoy. I said over this terrace with just one trinsa, in front of Rav Zvid from Adoy. The Yomelin, he said like this back, Mi Matzis Mukmalo Kulik Rabbi Tarfin, is it possible to say that our whole mission here goes according to Rav Tarfin Shita, that holds, that Tam, a Karen, Brishus HaNizik, pays a Nezik Sholem, HaKetoni Al Mishnah says, HaShein Muedes Alecho Lesaroyelo, that our Mishnah says that the Masik of Shein, when the animal goes and eats up something, it's a Mued, it's Chayiv Nezik Sholem, but only Lecho Lesaroyelo, if it eats something that's fitting for it to eat, like if it eats food, if it eats something that's fitting, then you Chayiv Nezik Sholem. So the Diyak is, Ruyelo in, Shein Ruyelo loy, you only Chayiv if you're sure eats up something that's fitting, but not if it eats us something that's not fitting. Now the question is why? Vi Rabbi Tarfin, if our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Tarfin, Homer Rabbi Tarfin says that Mishuna Keren Bechotzer Anizik Nezek Sholem Mishalim. Rabbi Tarfin says that Keren, an animal that does something that's Mishuna, it does something not normal, so Pshat is then is Kavanosa Lahazik, that has the mile of Keren. So what do you want to say? That our Mishnah says, Shein is only chayiv if it eats something that's fitting to eat, like food. But if it eats something like kalim, or like clothing, that's not ruyelo, there's no yesha no lezeka, so the chura you mean to say, then you do not pay nezek sholem, but rather then it's only a tolda of keren, that you only pay chatzin nezek. Now the question is why? If our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Tarfin, memonafshach, Shein is only chayiv reshus hanizek. Shein, if your animal eats up food b'shus harabim, it's potter. Comes out, Shein is only chayiv b'shus hanizik. So if your animal goes into the nizik's b'shus and eats, so mamonashach, if he eats a double haruyelo, if he eats up food there, so that's mamish Shein, yichayiv b'nezik sholem. If it eats something like kalim, that's not ruyelo, so at the most it could be is like keren. But Rav Tafin says keren b'shus hanizik is also chayiv b'nezik sholem. So if so, no matter what Shane eats b'shus hanizik, you should be chayiv b'nezik sholem. And now Mishnah is mashma not like that. Now Mishnah is mashma only if the Shane eats a double ruyelo, like peiros b'yirokis. But if it eats ksus akelim, mashma is only a chatzin nezik. So if so, it's not like Rabbi Tarfin. So Gemara answers, "God's kashiv." Rabbi Tarfin, "Hamam mashma kerem b'chatzin nezik nezik sholem mishalim." Elo the Gemara answers rather liyerlim rabbonimhi. You have to answer now. Mishnah goes according to the rabbonim shita that holds that keren brishus hanizik still only pays the chatinezik. If so, I'll have to answer you and say v'chasuri mechzura that something is missing in the Mishnah. V'ochi katoni. This is the way it should be learned in the Mishnah that chamisha tamim hein. There are five different ways you could be a tam. In other words, there are five toldos of keren. We know the mazik of keren, that's a tam. Shein v'regulars the mood right away. Keren, when an animal does hezik v'kabanos l'hazik, that's keren, it's only a tam the first two, three times. So there are five ways that the animal could do it, like we had. Negicha, negifa, neshicha, revitza, vita. So Mishnah says, v'chitoni, chamisha tamim hein. But you should know, v'yim huadu, if it did it three times, chamishton muadim, that all these five actions could become a mood. That's what the Mishnah means to say. Chamisha tamim v'chamisha muadim means that the five tamims could become muadim. Then the Mishnah goes on to something else. That v'shein v'regel muadim mitchilosim. That shein v'regel, that mazik is a muad mitchilosim at the beginning. Even the first time when your animal eats up somebody else's food, ayichayv v'nezik sholem. But v'heicha hadosan, where is shein v'regel chayiv v'nezik sholem even the first time? Dafke v'chotzara nizik. Only if they go into the chatzar nizik and they eat in the other person's field, that's when you chayiv. But if they eat food b'shus rabim, then you potter on shein v'regel. So that's what the Mishnah means. Nothing to do if a keren does hezik b'shus hanizik, but only that shein v'regel is chayiv nezik sholem b'shus hanizik. Mask of Lord Ravina. Ravina asked the question, if so, haktoni l'kamon, late in the second parak we learned, that shor hamazik, what's the case of shor hamazik, b'reshus hanizik ketzad. That shor hamazik there means the loch of keren. When your animal does damage, it gores somebody with its keren. That there we say we know tam pei zechati nezik. But what's going to be the loch of b'reshus hanizik ketzad? And there it's brought down the machlokes between Rabbi Tarfon and the Rabbonin. That Rabbi Tarfon says, keren b'reshus hanizik pei zechati shalom. And the Rabbonin say, no, it's still only pei zechati nezik. But that's a gemara late on the Chav Dalet. So it's like this. Iyam rit bishleim, if you're going to tell me, I rebore that our mission here is talking about Karen b'shus hanizik, mishumachi katani ketzad. That's why later one of the chavdala the Gemara asked the question, where's the case? Like, how was the case? In other words, we mentioned it already once before in the Masechtam, that there's such a new yisoid of Karen b'shus hanizik. So it's good why later the Mishnah, the Gemara explains it. But if you're going to tell me that our mission here is not talking about Karen b'shus hanizik, our mission only means that shein v'regel is chayim b'shus hanizik. If so, my ketzad, what does the Gemara later mean to say ketzad? Like, whoever spoke about such a case? Therefore, Elo Amar Ravina says the pshat in our mission is like this: chasurei mechzer v'vachik ketoni. There's something missing in our mission. This is the way we should be learned. Chamisha tam and hang true. There are five actions told us of Karen. That's a tam. The first two or three times it does it, Yoni Chayim v'chatzi nezik. But v'yim hu adu, but if the animal did it already three times, chamish ton muadim, all five of these actions, bita, revitza, they all become a muad. You should know v'shein v'regel muadim mitchilosen. For when the animal does hezik with its chain or with its regal, then it's a muad right away. V'zehu shor hamuad. And that's the normal shor the Torah is talking about. That's called shor hamuad, that mitchilosen it's a muad. Now, v'shor hamazik. What's going to be about Karen, Taka? Shor hamazik of Karen. Breshus hanizik? If your shor goes into somebody else's field and is mazik, the other one's animal there, with his Karen, which is Mishuna kavanos alahazik, what's the loch? How much do you have to pay a tam? That's a machloikis Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbonin. That's a machloikis Rabbi Tarfon and the Rabbonin. Rabbi Tarfon says you pay a nezik sholem, tam breshus hanizik, and the Rabbonin say no, still it's only a chatzi nezik. And then the Mishnah goes on that v'yesh muadim acherim, there are other type of animals that also are called a muad right away, kiyotza velu, like shein v'regel, which is hazev, a wolf, for hari, a lion, v'adoy, v'bear, v'abardalis, v'anemer, v'anochesh. These animals are called muad mitchilosan. So Tayyip speaks out that when it says v'anochesh, or elu muadim, Tayyip says, lav b'chol in yoni hezik. Chashivi muadim. It doesn't mean any type of a damage is called a muad right away. Anything that's normal for the way the animal does damage, that's a muad right away. If a wolf comes and rips you apart, or else ariva duris, a lion comes and duris you, tramples over you, that's urche, that's normal for a lion to do it that way. But something that's not normal for the animal to do it, kagoin arisha torah. If the lion first rips you to pieces and kills you, the yochlan then eats you up, that's not urchet, like we'll soon see in other days. Therefore, in such cases like that, that's mishuna, it's called the loch of keren, that he only pays chatzin ezek. In other words, these muadim here means, for the derech, the way a wolf does damage, or the way a lion does damage, in its normal way, you chayiv v'nezek shalom right away. But if it does damage, b'mokim mishuna, different, that's called the told of keren, then it's only chayiv v'chatzin ezek. Now the Gemara says, Tanya Nami Yochi, we learn like this also, that Chamisha Tamin Hain, there are five type of damages, that's called the Tam, the told us of Keren, the Yim Huadu, the animal does it three times, it kicks three times, is Chamishta Muadim, all five ways become a Muad. V'shein v'rega mu'adim mitchilosin. When your animal does damage with its shein or with its regal, that's the mu'ad mitchilosin nechayim nezik shalom right away. V'zeh shor ha'mu'ad. That's the shor ha'mu'ad that we're talking about. That's the mu'ad right away. Now, v'shor ha'mazik. What's going to be the shor ha'mazik means keren v'reshus ha'nizik. If it does damage even the first time, it's a tam, but it does it in the reshus ha'nizik. That's a machloikas from Rabbi Tafin for Rabbanin. Like Rabbi Tafin says, the chayiv nezik. Shalom and Rabbanin is a chatzin nezik. But v'yeish mu'adim acherim. There are other types of mu'ads. Ki yotze beilu, that's also like this, that you chayiv nezik shalom right away, like shein v'regel. What are these? Ha'zeiv, ho'ari, ha'doi, v'nem v'bardlis. V'yanochish. So it's a right, like we just said, Shana Mishnah, that we're not really going into the machloikas from Tafin and the Rabbanin. The Mishnah only means to say that in such a case is a machloikas from Tafin and the Rabbanin. And Iko the Romilo Mirmo. Some asked to throw off a question one against the other. Tanan, it says, now Mishnah we learned, Chamisha Tamim, the Chamisha Muadim. There are five ways the animals are Tam and five Muadim. For the Gemara of Suleka, there's no more than five Muadim. Ivo Iko, you have at the end of the Mishnah says, Hazev, the wolf, Ari, the lion, Badoiv, the bear, and Emma, Badam, Badlas, and Achish. So it's a stira. The Mishnah is mashed where there are only five Muadim, and at the end it says much more. Well, Mishana, the answer is like this. Ravine answers, Chasurei Mechsa Vachigtoni. There's something missing in the Mishnah, and this is the way it should be learned. Chamisha Tam Hain. True, there are five times that told us of Keren, but Yishinoviim Huadu. If all of these happen three times, Chamishtan Muadim, all of them, all that told us of Keren, could become a Muad. Now, Vishain Varega Muadim Itchilosan. Vizel Shaha Muad. That's the classical case of a Shaha Muad that's a Muad right away. And then v'sharham mazik v'shusham nizik yishnah machlekes of tafim v'rabbonin. So kitz of the pshat from the beginning of the Mishnah doesn't mean to say there are five muadim and that's all. The al Mishnah means to say the opposite, that there are five tams, and all of those cases could become a muad. Those five cases of tam, whether it kicks, whether it bites, it could become a muad. And then the Mishnah goes on to other halachis. So it's no stira. It says five muadim, and then at the end you have more. The first five just mean that the five tams could become a muad. But enechlami, there are more muadim, the shein v'regel, and then you have these other animals also. V'yesh nen v'ye, and then v'yesh muadim acherim k'yetze be'el wazev, ori adoy v'nem v'badlas v'nochesh. So therefore there's no stir in the Mishnah. But then the Mishnah says, v'loy lirvoitz, that a shor is not a muad. Lirvoitz, to do the mazik of lirvoitz means collapse on something. If an animal is rovatz, means it just bends down, falls down on kelim, and breaks kelim, that's called kavanos alahazik, that's called the tam. So it's not called the mood, it's called the tam. So Gemara says, Omer Rebeloza, loishonu, when do we say if an animal falls on something, it's called the tam, it's called kavanos alahazik, it's mishruno, elapachem gedelim. Only if it falls on big kelim. That's not normal that an animal should fall down on big kelim, he's doing it on purpose to be mazik. Avapachim kitanim, but if you have a small glass there under an elephant and he sits down on it, or under your cow and your cow sits down on it, is urchayu. That's a normal thing for an animal to sit down on small things that's under it. Rashi, avapachim kitanim urchay, lirvoit, to bend over it. V'yimrov tzalem, v'shos rabim potter, v'shos anezik hayavis, nezik shom, it's the regalu. These are told us of regal, and that's the law of regal, it's potter, v'shos rabim, it's only chay, v'shos anezik. Samura says, leim ha'mesela, bring your raya. It says, Abehema mu'edes lahalo kedarka. Abehema like the mazik of regal, it's a mu'ed to do damage in its normal manner of walking. Volishbar, to break things. Ulamoyaches adam v'yes abehema. And to squash a man and a behema. V'yes a kelim, and to squash kelim. Mashma for an animal to fall on top of a keli or on top of a man, it's urchai, it's like regal. So chura dizaraya, that's chura d'stira. Our Mishnah says what lirvoit is called the tam, it's mishunam, and here it said it's urchei. So chura the answer has to be that where is it a tam if it's a big one? But if it's a small one, or a baby, or a small animal, or a small kelim, then it's urchei, then it's like a regal. So Gemara says, no, maybe there's no proof. Dilma min atzad. Maybe here what it means to say moyach has squashed you, it does not mean the animal fell on top of the kelim, but the animal, while it was walking, just pushed it against the wall. So that's takorchei. While an animal walks, he gets his way. He walks through there. He pushes you against the wall. That's a normal manner. Therefore, there's no raya that he falls down on small things as urchei. Maybe when he falls down on it, lirvoit is always a tam. When it says it's a muid, it means when he's walking and he just pushes it against the wall. And Ika the army son say Amr Ablaza. Loy Taima, don't say Pachan Gedelim, Hudalavurchei. Don't say when I, just the opposite. Don't say when our Mishnah says when an animal falls down on something. It's called a Tam. It only means big things, because it's not Urchei. Avo Pachan, Ketanam Urchei. But maybe you would think that if it's small Kalim, it's normal. And then it'll be Chayiv and Ezek Sholem, it'll be called like Regal. No, don't say that. Even for small kalim, it's not normal for an animal to collapse on top of the animal, on top of the kalim. And if an animal does it, it's called kavanos lahazik. It would be a tolda of keren. So this the Gemara says, if that's the pshat meisva, you have a kasha, because it says ulamoyech esodim. If an animal squashes a man, if he has a behemah, squashes a behemah, if he has a kalim, squashes kalim, he's taka chayiv nezek shalom. So you see, it's called urchi. It's like regal. So it's a stira. And you're telling me now, even small kalim is called mishun esoni keren. And here it's mashma that if it collapses, if it push, crushes kalim, it's chayim. It's called regal. Samura says no, it's no stira. Amar Reb Loza dilma minatzad. Maybe that's what we say chayim doesn't mean by case of rovatz, where the animal fell and collapsed on top of the kalim, but it means while the animal was moving, you just got in its way and it crushed you against the wall. That's Urchei. That's not called Kavanos Lahazik. That's Urchei. That's why they're Yechayiv. The Mar says, Iko de Romi lo Mirmi. Some throw it for question one against the other. Tanan, it says, now Mishnah v'lo Lirvoitz, that an animal ashore is not a muid for the mazik of Rovatz to collapse on top of Kalim. That's only called a Tam. I v'otanyi, we learned to Lamaya Chesodim, we learned the case. If you squash a person, you are Chayiv. V'yasabhem of his Kalim, if you squash a Behem or a Kalim, you Chayiv. So you see for Rovatz, Yitake Chayiv, Amar Reb Elazar Lekasha is no stira. I tell you, kan mepachem gedolim, kan mepachem ketanim. Some remain with this type of a teretz. Now, when do we say it's mishuna? If it's something big, if it's a big kli or a big person, then it's not normal for the animal to be rovat to fall on top of it. Therefore, it's only a tam yichayiv chatinezik. But if it's a small kli, pachem ketanim, then we say it's urcha b'hochi. Then yitake Chayiv and yitake shalom. Then the Mishnah says hazei v'yari. If you have a wolf, or if you have a lion, then it says bardless. So verse says, my bardless, what is this bardless? Omer Rav Yudavudi said, nafrizo. No, it helps us, it's a nafrizo. For the Gemara, my nafrizo, now what's a nafrizo? Omer Rav Yosef Appa, an Appa. We should have the same question. We should have the same question, my Appa. Right. But, Meisvei Avakasha, Rabbi Meir Roima Afa Tzavur. Meir adds on to Mishnah, even a Tzavur, even this type of an animal, is also called a Muad. Rabbi Lezer Roima Afa Nochesh, he adds also a Nochesh also. Now, the Yomer Rabbi Yosef says, Tzavua Zu Appa. You should know what Tzavu is an Appa. Sechur Tzakasha. If you tell me now, Bardless is an Appa, so how could you tell me that Rabbi Meir adds on to a Mishnah Afa Tzavua if Tzavu is also an Appa? So it's a stira. The kids are bardless, cannot be an apa, and a tzavua cannot be an apa. But it's mashmur of two different animals. So Mar says, like kasha, no stira. Kam betzvua zochor, kam betzvua nekeva. One means a zochor, and one means a nekeva. Therefore, there's no stira. Shashi the bardless, the mas nisnu tzvua zochor. That's a zochor, a male one. V'yolov kerm rabbi yaisar tzvua zu apa. That's called an apa. For a meya that's moisiv av tzvua means nekeva. And her name is not called an apa. Therefore, there's no stira. The Tanya will learn, Tzavua Zohar, if this animal that's a Tzavua Zohar, male one, Liach HaShev, Shonim Nas Atlef, after 7 years, it turns into be a bat. Reis Atlef, Liach HaShev, Shonim Nas Arpad, a bat, after 7 years, it turns into be an Arpad. Arpad, Liach HaShev, Zayin Shonim Nas Kimush, after 7 years, it turns into be a Kimush. A type of a thorn, I think it is.
What's Rashi saying?
Kimush liach hashev shonim a nasa chus, that comes into a thorn, and chuch liach hashev shonim nasa shade, a thorn after 7 years comes to be a shade, a demon. Now shidra shel adam, the backbone of a person, liach hashev shonim nasa nochesh. Sometimes the backbone of a person after 7 years, when he's dead in the grave, could turn into a snake. So Mar says the hanim milu. When do I say this? The lekorav amaidim. Only if the person did not bend down, Bishashi said, Moidim. But a person that bent down, Bishashi said, Moidim, since he stretched out his backbones then, Vaitha, he did mitzvahs with his backbone, so then the backbone won't turn in to be a snake. Then he couldn't get such a big oinish. Omama, what would you say that Rabbi Meir, Omer Meir says, Afa Tzavua, that he includes into our Mishnah Tzavua, this type of an animal is also called a Muad to do Hezek right away.